This morning, we hear from former Governor George Ariyoshi. He served from 1974 to 1986. Back then, he had a strong vision for tourism and was concerned about the state's carrying capacity and dependency on the visitor industry. His ideas included sustainability and the need to expand agriculture. These issues haven't gone away and, in fact, are more important than ever. He thinks the concept for the Big Island's Ocean Science Technology Park under the authority of the Natural Energy Laboratory should be expanded, and he still believes that we aren't doing enough for Native Hawaiians. Here's Hawaii Governor Ariyoshi as he reflects back and looks ahead to our recovery.
Tourism became a very important part of the future. You know, we are limited during the middle of the ocean. We're limited on the kind of things we can do. But tourism was a very important economic factor for us. We pushed hard to tourism. We got it going. But we also had, within the state and county itself, a vision for how people can live. And it was very important for us to have the rules established so that people can live very peacefully with one another. That meant that we don't have things that we don't want to see happen. No business in residential area. And it was tourism, but not affecting, not having people go into the visions, residential areas. And so that was a vision we had for tourism, and we did very well. People were very happy. The tourists came, they had a good time here, but they did not interfere with living in the districts that they live in. And I think that's what is important, a vision to have people come but not get too involved in the residential area. And I believe that we ought to get tourism back as much as possible, but not to create very unsafe problems there. Safety and recovery from the virus is number one. Then the economic activities have become secondary. Oh, try to work it out together. The recovery, number one. And then have tourism come back, but come back so that they come and they stay at hotels and they do things that everything, but they don't interfere with the peaceful living of the people and living in Hawaii. If you look at our state, we are completely and totally surrounded by the ocean. We're a great distance, 2,000 miles away from any landmass. So we are an isolated island. Then we have to look at what our resources, our ocean. We ought to take advantage of our ocean and do whatever we can in order to get benefits of the ocean. We looked at that, and I had Neoha, things that were important there. We did many things. I think it's important for us to look at what we are. It's the sky above us. And the sky above us belongs to us. And we ought to be the ones who can look at it and create activities in the ocean and the R&D that comes from that to make it possible for us to be a better community. So I think tourism is important. We ought to get that back. I think for us to go look at the ocean activities, we look at getting more activities like prawns and lobsters and oysters that are created, abalone that are created here. We ought to look at, are there other things that we can create from the ocean? And then see what can we do because of here.
The Natural Energy Lab that you talked about, NELH, they've done many of those things, but you think we should do more?
Yes, I do. We should not be stopping at what the NELH did, but from there we should ask, what else can we create elsewhere besides just an NELH and create more jobs like that?
So you're talking about sustainability, agriculture?
I created many ag parks, and you're taking state land and creating some of those parks. But you know, you go look at agriculture today, and the agriculture that grew before here depended on the farmers. And there are many farmers who became farmers from the time they graduated from high school, became farmers and became very important to grow things. But they're getting old too. And you've got to be sure that you get new people coming in. And new people coming in by saying, what new kind of things, new activities, how they can get involved in farming. And that kind of thing has become very important. We're going to look at, be sure that we look at what kind of ways that you can use pesticides in order to take care of some of those problems and ways we can do it in a safe way. I feel very strongly that we're going to have grow more things here. And then we got to go to the market. And farmers growing things, unless they can sell the product, aren't going to be very successful. we got to go to the market. We got to say, buy local products.
Any other thoughts about how we survived this pandemic?
I'm hopeful, but I think there's a need for all this to tell us what the problem is, what has to be done, you know, take care of it, what we must do to stay away from each other as much as possible, the social distancing, and everything else that needs to be done. And then we need to find out when somebody gets the virus, we need to find out how did they get it? Who did they get it from? Go to find these people who might have caused us, pass this on to others, and try to get down to the root of the problem.
Any other thoughts that you have just about the state of our economy and some of the ideas that you had warned about, you know, when you were in office?
What else can we do here in Hawaii? Not just jobs come from here, but are there products that can come from the ocean? Are there products that can, activities that can come from this airspace? And try to see whether we can get, and by the way, when saying that, I'm very strong supporter of CMT. I think it's so important to Hawaii because it's airspace. We have to do everything we can to do what we can find in the air and create job activities.
And what do you say to the Hawaiians?
I would say to them, what to talk about the growth in the era, we're talking about not non-Hawaiians. We're talking about job activities, efforts for every person, including the Hawaiians. And I would be willing to go along, and I would support the effort to provide a monument or something to some ways to express our gratitude and our support for those who feel that that's necessary. I also feel that we also must do more things in outside of TMT. I was a very strong supporter of all the activities that Hawaiian Homestead ran. We got to do more there. I doubled the number of homes within a four-year period on Hawaiian Homestead. I think we had about 12,000 homes. I got additional 12,000, went up 24,000 in a four-year period. When you create these things, create more activities for the Hawaiians, for them to be able to utilize what they can. I also feel very strongly that we've got to get the Hawaiians organization concentrating on how they can help to make the economy better and how they can make the economy better in ways that they get involved. We have money that go to OHA, and that's some of that money being used to help Hawaiians build economic activities, so they can become good, responsible business owners.
So you think that there can be peace on the mountain and we can still prosper in some way with jobs?
That's right. Build more homes for Hawaiians so they get live on Hawaiian homeland. More economic activity for Hawaiians. And taking money that go to Iwa Oha to find ways in which those monies can be used to get business people, Hawaiian business people, started in business, so that they will be good business people instead of just having to find work for somebody else.
So make that right. Make them whole.
I think we should help them. We should tell them. A group should be talking about doing that kind of stuff. What can Hawaiians do? How can Hawaiians be helped to do certain things? And what do they want them to be? We want them to be. We want them to be leaders also in government and in business also.
That was part of a conversation we had with former Governor George Ariyoshi yesterday afternoon about our economic recovery. Tomorrow we hear from the governor about the 75th anniversary of the end of the war. Ariyoshi served as an interpreter with the Military Intelligence Service at the end of World War II and would later become Hawaii's first Japanese-American governor.